Welcome to the Compliance Carousel, your briefing on California compliance. EaseWorks is a PEO built on forensic auditing. We don't just talk about regulations. We audit, document, and enforce them across labor law, payroll, HR, benefits, safety, and claims to keep employers protected. Now, full disclosure, we're experts, not broadcasters. We hate the sound of our own voices on a mic, so we hired a team of X's and O's to do the talking. Still get our human-led research and 24 years of experience, just delivered with a little digital polish. Let's get spinning. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Compliance Carousel. I'm Sarah, here to help you navigate the ever-changing world of workplace laws and regulations.
And I'm Alex, ready to bring the energy as we unpack a very hot topic for 2026, California's minimum wage updates. Employers, employees, and business owners, you're going to want to hear this.
That's right, Alex. Starting January 1st, 2026, California's minimum wage will see another increase, bringing it up to $17 per hour statewide. However, as always, it's a bit more complex than the headline number suggests.
Exactly. First things first, Sarah. This change follows the trajectory California has been on for years. Incremental increases aimed at ensuring a livable wage while gradually giving businesses time to adjust. But here's the kicker. Local jurisdictions can still set higher minimums, and many already have.
That's a great point, Alex. Employers operating in cities like Los Angeles or San Francisco need to be vigilant. These localities often have higher wage floors in place independent of the states. So businesses must comply with whichever law, state or local, is most favorable to the employee.
And what about small businesses, Sarah? Different rules apply depending on the size of your company.
They certainly do. While the $17 minimum applies to larger employers, those with 26 or more employees, smaller businesses with 25 or fewer employees will have a delayed schedule this time around. Their increase phases in by July 1st, 2026, giving them a slight reprieve.
That July 1st date is key, Sarah, especially for payroll teams. Those midsummer adjustments can catch people off guard if they aren't tracking compliance dates closely.
So true. And let's not forget the ripple effects. Alex, what happens when hourly rates increase?
Oh, it's a domino effect for sure. Overtime pay calculations shift. Exempt salary thresholds rise. And don't get me started on budgeting for payroll taxes.
Absolutely. The 2026 threshold for exempt employees will likely increase as well, since it's tied to the minimum wage. Right now, California requires exempt workers to earn at least twice the state's minimum wage based on a 40-hour work week.
And Sarah, we'd be remiss not to mention compliance training for managers. They need to understand these changes to avoid penalties tied to misclassification or unpaid wages.
Agreed. Now, Alex, before we wrap up, do you have a quick compliance pro tip for our listeners?
Sure do. Don't wait until December 31st, 2025 to prepare for these changes. Start now. Update your wage schedules, revisit your job classifications, and communicate with your employees. The earlier you act, the smoother the transition will be.
Wise words, Alex. And on that note, we're out of time for today. If you have any questions or want to dive deeper into the details, check the resources linked in our show notes. Until next time, stay compliant and keep moving forward.
Thanks for joining us on Compliance Carousel. See you again soon, folks.
That wraps up this ride on the Compliance Carousel. Thanks for spinning with us. Until next time, stay compliant and stay curious.